Hey everyone, you know what day of the week it is. It's Wednesday. This is the makeup get to know night, because I missed a week. So we're doing it on Wednesday today. Hope you guys don't mind. We have plenty of questions to get to, and I'm very excited to get to all of them. We're almost down to below 50, which will be a first. I think after this episode, we'll be below 50 questions, which will be a new milestone in get to know night. When we get down to below 20, I'm gonna be really pleased. I'll be like, yeah, I'm nailing it. We've still got a long way to go. Anyway, let's get into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, what made you start Twitch in the first place? Did you think it'd be something new and fun? Is it why you started to do str Is this why you started to do streams on it? And are you glad you're doing all these streams these months? What's the best part of it for you? Yeah, I love Twitch. I actually never really watched Twitch that much. I grew up on a lot of gaming videos. I had a gaming channel a long time ago. I love playing video games. And people always said that they wouldn't mind watching me play. So I was like, you know what? I'll try Twitch out and see how it goes. And it's fun. I like it. I like playing games on stream. So yeah, I don't, why did I do it in the first place? It was just something, just thought it'd be something fun to do. So I decided to do it. Yeah, and I'm glad. I think I may have stretched myself a little thin with how many times I stream in a month, just because I have so many other things going on. But I'm trying my hardest to hit my I like streaming goals, I guess. Like I would really love to do it twice, like every Friday, Sunday. I used to do it like 4 times a week, but that was just untenable. I couldn't do it. So I think this Friday Sunday is not bad. It might become a Sunday only thing leading up to Christmas, just because with next month I'm probably gonna try to do Talktober, and I'm probably gonna do 25 Days of Christmas again this year in December. So both those things are just nuts in terms of things I'll have to do. I'll just be really busy those months. And then also like November with family and stuff, because as the holidays come, it's about juggling, a lot of juggling. So Twitch might take a little bit of a hiatus leading into the not New Year, but leading into the holidays. But that's the only thing really with Twitch. But yeah, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. I wish I could do more of it. I wish there was more either hours in the day or me's to do things, because if there were, I would totally be twitching every be twitching. I don't know if that's the verb you use for it, but I'd be twitching every single day if I could. I just don't have enough time. I wish I had more time. Yeah, sorry, I gotta refresh because the internet doesn't want to load the question. Oh, it's the same question twice, never mind. Let's see, next one. Hi. Well, this is from Anonymous. Hi. Are you gonna do more merch? Would you ever consider anything in lilac or lavender? Yes. It's the thing is I'm bound to Spring Tea and their palette and all this stuff. I'm to be perfectly honest, I don't love Spring Tea. I mean they're good, they're fine. But there's other merch outlets I would love to use, and I would hopefully probably be switching platforms. Or not this year, maybe in a couple of years, I'll be switching to a different merch platform. Because I want more versatility, and I don't get as much versatility as I want through Spring Tea. But that being said, I'm totally working on a bunch of new designs. I'm trying to get them all done. There's gonna be one for Halloween for sure, one for Thanksgiving, and one for Christmas. So I'm gonna have like one design coming out for all three of those holidays. And then obviously there's the new stickers that just hit the merch store, which I love. I haven't really promoted them, but I will be promoting them on a wider platform soon. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna be doing more merch things. I really, really, really wanted a football jersey for the start of football season, like a Nightlight football jersey with like a logo and all this stuff. It just didn't happen, and it really bummed me out because I really, really, really wanted one. It just was one of those things where it was one, cost prohibitive. It was just so expensive to get them made, and then getting them out to people would have been a nightmare. So I ended up not doing it, but I would. That's something I totally want to do next year. There's a bunch of little things like there's been a long request for a sorority shirt, for a Nightlight sorority. That definitely would. I'd love to get that out, but that's sitting on the back burner too. So there's like a lot of design stuff that I want to have happen. It just isn't feasible right now, which is going back to the tuition thing. It's just like time. I need more of it. But yeah. Do you think cowboy boots and cowboy hats are a cute look? Yes. Easy answer. Thank you, Anonymous. Let's see. Why does he never really talk on a Discord stream, but you will on Twitch stream? And will you ever do a surprise Discord stream? Okay. Will I ever do a surprise Discord stream again? Yeah, I will. I hate how all these answers come back to God, I wish I had more time in my life. But yeah, it does really come back to God, I wish I had more time in my life. Surprise Discord stream for sure. When will it be? I don't know. But I do miss doing them. I miss doing a surprise Discord stream for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Let's see. I know you don't live in the South, but have you tried Southern food before? Yeah, of course I've had Southern food. It's so good. It's so good, but it's so terrible for you in the long run, but delicious. Anonymous asks, how do you come up with ideas for the audios you make? That's a hard one. Inspiration, things will happen and I'll be like, ooh, that's a good idea. Or I'll think about a concept and be like, I don't know, how would that be as an audio or something? Or I go off like a feeling, like what kind of feeling am I trying to evoke? And then I build something around there. That's kind of a lot of it. So it's really just off the top of my head. Is a lot of it. But I'm like really stuck. I go to the idea request line because they actually have a lot of good ones. I've probably taken. I don't know. I've probably lost count at this point of how many ideas have been pulled from the request line, but quite a bit. So it's just like a bunch of different places I'll pull ideas from. And then I just sit down and I record it. It's pretty much improv at that point. It's just I have an idea and then I just go with it. Let's see. Let's see. So, I've never been in a relationship. I'm in my late 20s now. And the idea of being vulnerable with someone other than my friends and family is really scary. I don't know why. I pushed many guys away just because I was scared. And I feel bad and kind of angry with myself for being like this. I'm a hopeless romantic and only show that side of myself with my family. I definitely want to overcome this. You seem so confident about expressing emotions and being comfortable. Could you share some tips for someone who, like me, is trying to get out of their comfort zone and open up finding something meaningful? Thank you. Ooh, that's a hard one. How do you push yourself out of your comfort zone? So, guess it starts with habits, you know? If we do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. And habits are hard to break, and hard to form, but they can be useful. So I would say pick a day and say, every day I'm gonna do something out of my comfort zone. Start small and just start working your way up and up. Like, let's say, here's a good example. If I had anxiety going out in public, right? And I have really bad public anxiety. Like when I go to public places and there's people I don't know, I feel really anxious. So I would start small. I would go to a park with a friend who knows about like my anxiety, so I can have someone to like rely on And I would go there for like, 10 minutes and see how I feel. And the next day I'd go back for 20 minutes and then the next 30 minutes. And then maybe I spend an hour without my friend. And then maybe I try something a little bit more busy with more people, like a grocery or a mall. And I take my friend with me this time. And then, I like slowly but surely you build up, I don't know if tolerance isn't the right word, but you build up like a resilience to it, I guess. And you start slowly overcoming it. And it's going to take time. It's not something that happens overnight, but like, I would say find something like, it's hard when it comes to relationships, because that means you have to take that step in putting yourself out there and taking that risk. And, when you put yourself out there, there's always a risk. There's always a risk of rejection, of being hurt. But little by little, you have to take risks and you have to put yourself out there. And I wish there was an easy fix. I wish there was like a, do this, this, and this. But it really comes down to getting yourself comfortable taking risks. So yeah, that's a long rambling answer. And I hope it helps. Okay, so the next question is from Anonymous. Do you find sometimes it's hard to balance a relationship with the line of work that you do? I would say yes, if it wasn't for the person who is my partner, because she is amazing, and I don't know how she does it. But if it was anyone else in the world, it would probably be a nightmare and probably unbalanceable. But I'm super, super fortunate. Unbelievably so. Because she definitely makes it what is a hard profession for someone on the other side. She does a really good job. And I'm really appreciative of it. Because it's hard. It's probably, I know it's hard to balance what I do for a living with also being in a relationship with me. So it's a hard balance if it was anyone else, but I am super, super fortunate, and that's super not lost on me at all. So yeah, thank you, Anonymous. Let's see, do you have baby fever? No, I don't. Would I want a kid? Yes. I think baby fever is like, I don't know, because I don't look at a baby and be like, oh, it's a, like, I don't look at every kid and be like, yes, I want a kid right now. But I think I definitely want a kid. It's just not like a, it's not like an overwhelming urge. Do you think you'd make a good dad? I really hope I would be a good dad. I really, really hope I'd be a good dad. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to be like, yeah, I think I'll be a great dad. Because it feels like that seems too presumptuous. But yeah, I really want to be a good dad. So. Is your Snapchat safe work or not safe work? It's safe work. It's not a not safe work Snapchat. Let's see. Anonymous says, if you're arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you did? Oh, man, I don't know. Oh, my friends would think crazy things. I think my friends would think, I don't know. I think my friends would think I was like, he was running a cartel, or he was trafficking arms, or he's committed treason, or something nuts. My friends would think something bananas. I don't know what my family think. I think they would think something benign. I think they would think, a parking ticket, or maybe resisting arrest. Actually, that's probably what my friends would think too, is resisting arrest. Resisting arrest is probably the thing that most people would think is that's why I got arrested, was something small, and then I resisted arrest, and then it became worse. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what anyone would think. Let's hope that I don't get arrested. Let's see. You think females are more pretty with makeup or without? Or do you like it both ways? Definitely both ways. I think makeup is pretty, and I think you're pretty without makeup too. I don't think anyone needs to wear makeup. Like, yeah, I don't think anyone really needs to wear makeup. If you like makeup and you like putting it on and like the way it feels on, then do it. But I don't think you need to. It's personal preference. And same with my preference of it as well. As if it makes you feel empowered, then wear it. But if you don't feel like you want to or need to, I don't think you need to. Yeah. And with that ends this episode of Get to Know Night, the special Wednesday edition. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope I answered your question to the best of my ability. And I'll see you all next week. Bye now.